Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York, broadcasting from the Bright Red Desk, and I'm waiting for Heather and Mark to show up on this lovely Monday night. Welcome, everybody. We've got a couple more days till the new year, and we shift into a 5-year, which is all about expansion and creativity and change and new fun stuff, abundance, kind of a forward motion energy, full steam ahead. And I see that my compadre, looks like Mark has arrived, or Heather 501.
This is Heather.
Heather's there.
Yes.
Hi, Heather. Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome aboard.
Yes.
Hi.
And merry post solstice and Christmas to you. This is
Heather
Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana.
Yes.
Yes.
Where it is snowing, I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we got snow. And every day it sprinkles a little bit, which is lovely, so it sort of keeps it fresh.
Oh, that's nice.
Good.
I like that when
yeah.
it's kind of a fresh,
fresh blanket
of snow over the fallen leaves and the fallen hills. It's, you know, your pictures are really pretty about there. So,
How much
snow is there?
Lovely. It's not too bad. It's only about 6 inches. So
total.
No, we've been pretty lightweight so far this year.
Okay. Cool.
But that'll be changing. So how about that exciting explosion in Nashville to celebrate the Mars-Pluto square, the last of the Mars-Pluto squares, huh?
I know. Can't make this stuff up, right?
No, you can't. We said it was going to be one more explosion before we left, but I didn't mean it literally.
Yeah,
but
he did warn everybody. The nice part was he warned everybody to get out of the way.
Nice part, yes. Everybody get out of the way. Mm-hmm.
Just going to blow up your house and the local telephone company. Put out service for people all across the southern part of the country. But, you know, it's all right.
One version has it. Yeah, exactly. Is that he had found out he has cancer, and he may have thought that the 5G network that was being installed caused it.
So
he played Petula Clark's Downtown right before the explosion went, which I thought was an interesting.
Which I like that song, you know.
And
it's when you're
Petula
alone
Clark,
and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. I mean, I remember that song. That was like, I didn't know what downtown meant back then, but I know the song clearly. And it was downtown Tennessee, right? So
It was. And it was interesting, you know, one of those you can't make this stuff up again. If Frederick Woodruff posted Petula Clark's chart and the aspects for the onto her chart, but also her at the moment of the event chart for the explosion, the midheaven is exactly conjunct her Venus as she's sinking downtown, and it blows up. It's just, you know, one of those oddities, the way it works.
Well, I hadn't thought of that song in years, and so it's been on my mind ever since then. Yeah. So obviously he was a fan of it. He's our age. He's like 63, so, or my age, not your age, but yeah.
Yeah, so I'm 2 years older.
So a forward Mars Saturn square, Mars Pluto square.
And that it's moving away. That's the third pass this year. It's finally pulling away from that as Mars begins to inch forward. Won't leave Aries until next week, but we'll be really looking forward to it.
Yeah, time for a change, time for a new. I'm ready for it to go into Taurus. I love Mars and Aries normally, but this has been 6 months. It's been a long time. Normally it's just 2 months. He's in, he's gone, and he doesn't, you know, he moves along. You know, he doesn't hang around just lurking in the sign for all these months. So I'm like, okay, so you can go now. And, of course, for a lot of people, the time period of Labor Day is back up because Mars stationed at 20 on September 9th at 28 Aries, and he's approaching that point. So if you have stories that are unresolved from then, they can step forward and say, hi, you know, we're expanding this story and we're teaching you about it and we're helping you go with it into a new direction and a new journey and a new chapter. So that's the other part, like look for the wrap-up of whatever the Mars in Aries was. for you in that time frame. So it's kind of an interesting, it's an interesting energy. When we have these retrogrades, you get part one, part two, part three, and then you're like, wow, you know, it's the story's back again. I'm like, yeah, it is. And we're ready. We're ready for that next chapter, even though we're not 100% sure what it is. So, and it's forward. Yeah, so it's good.
And then so, Mars gets to approach Uranus by the on inauguration day. So that'll be exciting.
That'll be exciting.
But that's a good, a good steady change. It's in Taurus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mars is in Taurus. He's the sign of the bull. He's slow, steady, reliable, dependable. You know, it's not, I don't generally dislike Mars in Taurus. It's, you know, you just kind of have to recognize that when it gets mad, it's really mad. So that's the only bad part about Mars in Taurus, because it holds a grudge. It doesn't let it go easily. So, but yeah, and then he squares Saturn and Jupiter, you know, finishing up the story that we've been working on this year, because he squared them too, but he did them in Aries, and now he's going to square them in Taurus. And he's going to say, okay, so now what are we building? What are we going to build? Ready, ready. But that's not until January, so we have miles to go before we get there.
Miles
we also
to
have
go.
A full moon right now, tomorrow, a nice, juicy full moon in Cancer, which invites us to be emotionally connected. And also remember, Mercury's out of bounds. So I have had some, you know, I mean, I just placed an order for something to send to my assistant. She and her partner are buying a new apartment, and I was talking about the barbecue, you know, they have a terrace, and I'm like, oh, do you have a barbecue grill? And she's like, well, yeah, we can have it. We can't have gas and whatever. We can have electric. I'm like, okay. So I hung up and I ordered, you know, Moon and Gemini sextile tomorrow. I ordered a barbecue grill, right, with some tools. Right. Well, the barbecue grill is getting shipped to her house, and the tools are pick them up at the store. I'm like, no. You know, ship them to her. I don't want to have anybody having to come in and pick them up. So yeah, so I just ordered a Cuisinart, and it turns from a table into a grill, and you can, and it has a little telescoping pole. So yeah, so she's not getting the toolkit.
Like
I just had to. Yeah, it's Mercury
perfect
out of bounds. I had to cancel part of the order because
And perfect
well,
full moon
order it again,
cancer but, present though.
Yeah.
You know,
something
to
cook
on.
Nice food.
New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, cooking on the terrace on the New York City balcony, right? So.
And, the, you know, I think that we're so, everybody is so ready for a change, but also I'm just hearing from people how exhausted they are. And I think that the full moon in Cancer reminds to kind of tuck in, get some sleep, and begin to recover. You know, Christmas Eve, then on New Year's Eve, the moon goes into Leo on Thursday in time, and we would love to, I mean, you know, people are going to be breaking their COVID restrictions on New Year's Eve with that, that moon in Leo. Hey, they're just going to want to be dancing in the streets, doing something. Also, that Mercury sextiles Neptune in the wee hours of the of New Year's Day. So the chances of people getting pretty tipsy on their champagne, getting rid of 2020, are pretty strong. There's a couple of Neptune aspects in the next week. We have Jupiter semi-squaring
Venus,
it,
the Neptune
and then
with
Venus
the nose.
Squares it. So, you know, I think that's a great time to vision your next year instead of just stay drunk for a week, which, you know, Neptune can ask you to do, or just sleep, which you may also need to do. But to really let that, you know, do some visioning work with that, to, where we are turning a corner. I think a lot of people have been on survival mode for the past 4 years and just kind of hunkering down and surviving, and particularly this year with COVID laid on everything else. And how do you begin to say, well, what else could I be? How do I break that and survive?
Right.
How do I thrive? How do I, you know, what can I look forward to next year? We're just getting the boat around the corner so we can begin to see it. So I'd say daydream a lot this week with all these Neptune transits.
Well, and also it's an interesting configuration because everything reports into Saturn in Aquarius except for the Mars in Aries. But the Moon in Leo points into the Sun, reports to Saturn. Everything reports. And importantly, Mercury's out of bounds. So I always love when Mercury's out of bounds in Capricorn, an eminently practical sign. So he is really going to be listening to what you're saying. You know, so this is like one of those really
will
terrific
will you
years
explain
to
our
make
wonderful
a
audience
New Year's resolution.
being out of bounds is? Just give them some technical background.
It's either a home run or a line drive into the stands. The ball is out of bounds. So playing baseball normally, you know, it goes over the fence, home run, everybody cheers and yells and goes, yeah, that's great. And then brings in all the bases, the organ plays, everybody stands and cheers. Out of bounds into the stands, you know, hit somebody in the head, blood and guts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they stop the game, they carry the guy out, you know, but they resume
and
again.
Yeah. Out of bounds.
So Mercury
is,
out of bounds has, so Mercury being out of bounds has the potential to do either a home run out of the park or line drive into the stands. So it's, you know, it's a couple things. Be careful what you ask for. Mercury in Capricorn's very literal, right? He's very literal. So you want to be, you know, really clear. And remember, the unconscious does not hear negatives, right?
Right.
So I don't want to be fat anymore. You're going to be fat.
Right.
I want to be
Got
thin.
It. Working that.
You're going to be thin, right? It's like it's very literal. Mercury in Capricorn is very, very literal. Yeah. And a person of few words, but out of bounds, the words really hit. You're really going to hit the home run or the line drive. So it's a great time for New Year's resolutions around the positive vision you have for yourself.
Now,
and
to be in bounds is to be in the realm of the sky that the sun traverses. So
yes.
From the most northern point where the sun is in the summertime to the southern point where it is in the wintertime, that's the bounds. So when a planet goes north or south of that that area, then it becomes out of bounds. And President Trump is a great example of someone who was born with many out of bounds planets. And so the ordinary rules just don't fit for him as far as he's concerned. And the out-of-bounds planets are different. You're not constrained by ordinary bounds. Now, that could be lovely or it could be terrible. As you said, home run or smack you in the face. And it's, you know, to use this time when we're thinking out of bounds, we're imagining out of bounds. And in a quite literal way. I remember playing Frisbee with the kids when I was young, and I would think, don't hit the kid, don't hit the kid, don't hit the kid. And I always hit the kid. So you had to really think, aim over there. Throw it to that person. And then you automatically didn't hit the kid. So in that, you know, to think about that, particularly with Mercury out of bounds in Capricorn, just, you know, work on that positive reframe every time you start
thinking.
I'll
be right back. My buzzer's buzzing.
Okay. Whenever you think, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be fat. You think, I intend to be healthy. If you're thinking, I don't want to make a mess out of this relationship, then think, I will work on learning new relationship skills with this process. And to kind of really redirect, you know, and looking at your government, instead of saying, I'm going to fight it, which we had to say for a while there, how can you say, what part of this healing of our world can I be part of? And how do I direct my energy to something that I can work towards? Keep putting those, redefining those goals. You know, Capricorn in general is that mergoat, the creature with a mermaid's tail and a mountain goat front, who wants to dive down to the bottom of the mountain of the sea, get a vision, and walk it up to the top of the chart. Capricorn energy needs clear goals. It doesn't do well when it's something is amorphous or doesn't have a place to go. Like a mountain goat walking on flat terrain. It looks a little silly in that process. And Anne, are you back? Anne is still off and running.
The beauty of not living in a doorman building. Sorry about that.
Yes, not a problem.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that the goal orientation of Mercury in Capricorn and how, you know, you'd like to keep your goals clear and, as you said, in positive terms. Luckily, Venus is still in Sagittarius and giving us a little a little sense of humor about the process along the way. But she's moving into that square with Neptune. And again, that's good for visioning. But what would you say about relationship issues this week with Neptune?
Well, it's going to be, am I into you or am I not into you? You know, what that position is. And, of course, Venus, Neptune. A lot of times that's the rapture, so that can actually be pretty good on a lot of levels. But remember, Venus is answering to Jupiter, is answering to Saturn, is answering to Saturn. And Neptune is answering to Jupiter, is answering to Saturn, is answering to Saturn. So there's a lot of energy around solid, reliable, dependable dreams, solid, reliable, dependable hopes, solid, reliable, dependable vision, crystalline vision of what the next chapter is.
Right. So, we want to see something happen. We don't want to just talk about it.
Yeah. So somebody just mailed me a bunch of gluten-free things. That was what the delivery was. They'd emailed me that they were sending me gluten-free things. So I have a multigrain keto bread, gnocchi, fettuccine made from grain-free fettuccine made from almond flour pasta and almond flour tortillas.
Marvelous.
Can't make this stuff up, man. You know, it's mercury. Thank you, mercury. Yes, I'm on my gluten-free, pasta-free thing. No.
Heading
but
into
I guess made
the,
from almond flour, it doesn't count quite the same. Huh?
Right.
What, Heather?
Right. Heading into that full moon in Cancer, again, coming back to comfort food. I made macaroni and cheese tonight, my ultimate comfort food. Lots of vegetables in it. But it is, and it was, you know, rice pasta, but still the process of finding, or I've found some red lentil pasta that isn't the gluten-free. That's also unusually good. And that search for health in the next year is going to be important.
Well, yes, because I'm a Virgo, so the energy is in the sixth house of health, this new conjunction. Health, 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 being healthy. The conjunction's in the health house by, you know, the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. So, yeah, it's good. But I also think that we want to, remember Mercury in Capricorn is a few words, and when it makes a commitment, it keeps it. It's a rock Mercury. So this is also a really good time. You know, like I remember when I was learning astrology, my astrology teacher is a very funny Capricorn Mercury guy. And he goes, well, why would you make a New Year's resolution on New Year's if the aspects are bad? Make a New Year's resolution when the aspects are good, you know, because then you're going to keep it. And I was like, well, that's a good point, you know. So this is a great New Year's to make a New Year's resolution that you'll keep. So that's the thing to remember.
Yes.
And a resolution about the dreams. And also, because it's the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in air, it's a lot about, you know, I was talking to someone and they were like, 20 years is a long time. I'm like, yeah, just kind of big picture sky. You know, 20 years ago when I said I want to be an astrologer, I had no idea this is where I would end up. But I'm here. So, you know, we don't know always, but a lot of times we go, well, you know what I'd like? You know what would be fun? You know what would be good? You know, like, I'm thinking this stuff. And so that's the space we want to put everybody in as this lovely full moon happens, makes you kind of aware of what you need to nurture you. And then the Leo new moon, the Leo moon, you know, high in the sky in New Year's in New York, which I kind of think of as far as I'm concerned, the New Year's for the country, because it is, you know, it is our first, we're the first one in the United States. But it also has that energy of moon high in Leo, like what's your heart's path? What's your dream? What calls your heart? You know, so really listening to that heart in energy as an inspiration or as a guide for, you know, what's important. So it's big stuff.
Big stuff.
Big stuff.
And shall we, speaking of listen, shall we listen into a person?
Yes, it sounds good.
And let's choose someone
you
from.
You get to choose. Huh?
Okay. Let's try this. I don't know if I know this one. Hello, area code 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. My birthday is 11-267, and I missed you last weekend.
Oh, okay.
11-1967, and what time?
12:05. I'm feeling a little greedy here because I've asked three of my friends to call in because I thought they pressed one before me. And
and we 12:05 a.m. or p.m. We're a little short on time today, so I'll make sure we do this.
P.m.
P.m. and where?
Glendale, California.
Okay, great. Okay. And what's your question?
So I know
Glendale and Humboldt or L.A.
L.A.
Okay.
I have some health. Well, it's health and career. And then also, like, just transits in general, like anger, anger, health, and, you know, those are the things that, like, anger's really triggered a lot, and I'm really mm-hmm. trying to work with it. And, Anne, thank you so
just
much for
wait.
All of the
Sorry.
Weather, because mm-hmm. I, mm-hmm. yeah, you've really helped me a lot.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, well, you've got a north node with in Aries. You're supposed to get mad. That's
mm-hmm.
okay. And you have Mars in Capricorn, which is exalted, right? Which is I can get a temper on, and your Mars is out of bounds in Capricorn. Mm-hmm. So your mm-hmm. chart has to express its anger. Mars rules all your Scorpio stuff. Anger is healthy.
I feel so much better now.
And
yeah.
right now your progressed moon has been square Pluto. So,
yeah.
And your progressed moon square Pluto, Uranus is within, has already opposed your sun once. It's directly opposed your Mercury now. So you just must feel sort of antsy, like you're about to shed your skin, but don't know where you're going next. Like it's
oh
a sense
gosh,
of
exactly.
You know, an urgency for change, but not knowing where and how.
Thank
it might
you.
Get. Yeah, you're right on target, you know, right on schedule. So Uranus, Saturn just got out of your 12th house. You're going to, the work that you've been doing behind the scenes will become more visible in the world. But you're going to, year when you're experimenting with who you are and where you're going next. You know, Pluto is trining your natal, you have Venus conjunct Pluto and Uranus natally. And Pluto is coming across your ascendant. So there's some major changes coming. To choose them wisely rather than wait until you blow up. Don't back off the dock. Just kind of know, instead of like suddenly one day you get mad and you have to walk out, think about where you really use this imaginary time to think about where you want to go next. And if you could bap yourself over the head with a magic wand, what changes would you make? And how can you take a step in that direction? I think once you feel like you're getting somewhere, everything begins to calm down.
Right.
Huh. Cool.
And remember, you were told as a little kid it wasn't appropriate to be so angry. It wasn't appropriate
mm-hmm.
to be so passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And so your Saturn was retrograde. It's gone direct now in Aries, which is the sign of I gotta express my feelings about things. I gotta
mm-hmm.
say them. And so, mm-hmm. understanding that, and you have a Mars square Saturn, which is no, don't do that. And so, what's happening now is comfortable anger, controlled anger, anger which is drive. It helps a lot, you know, because if we don't express it, we do get sick from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important.
Oh, well, that's happening.
And you do it. Yeah, totally. Well, that's anger backs up in our system, and in your case, it's in the 12th house, so it can really. It can do all sorts of autoimmune stuff with your system, and it also can do just, you know, your kind of, you know, your liver, gallbladder, things like that, because you have Jupiter and Virgo, intestine stuff. Yeah, so it's healthy. Anger is good. You know, get a couple of drums. You know, when I was younger and learning to express anger, drumming was very helpful because it's physical, and it gets it out of your body into the drum, and you can make a lot of noise with it. So I recommend like an ocean drum. They're very cool. You can make the waves really crashing, or a nice big pound the neighbors, you know, pound the drum and make it. And you just go out and sit on a hill somewhere in Griffin Park or wherever you're living in, you know, do that. But, yeah,
I'm
that'll help. And
circle.
Remember, you were
yeah,
told
that's
anger
awesome.
Was inappropriate, expressing your feelings, your Mercury's retrograde, that was inappropriate. And Mercury is, you know, not in the mood to not say what it thinks anymore. So you just have to. You know, just have to trust that when you get mad, like kind of go, wow, I'm mad. What's that about? And talk to it. Your Mars is only 8 years old, right? So when he gets mad, he's really, think about an 8-year-old when they're mad. They're really clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
And you,
yeah.
And
wow.
That Mars in air, Capricorn likes clear goals, as we
yes.
were talking about before you got on. So if you don't know what to do about the big changes that are coming in your life, make it a little change, like, you know, clean out that one closet, do one drawer, do one project where you feel like I can make a difference. Again, as long as you see you're getting somewhere, you won't back up so much.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You'll move forward, yeah.
Wow. Thank
but,
you.
Yeah, you're supposed to be mad right now. That's okay.
Find good. good causes to be mad for. Find, you know, put that into, find, you know, think people that you can defend and causes you believe in. So you fight for a cause rather than just feel irritable at everybody else around you.
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to create, like, a higher vibration, women's circles. I'm definitely going to bring some drumming into it. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank
excellent.
You. Excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's a real forward motion year for you. New big cycle starting, a lot of new energy coming in. You know, that moon coming to the node over the next few months, it often invites in kind of a whole new entering practice. And, of course, your Venus, your progressed Venus is on your Neptune right now, which is music can really be very, very soothing. Whether it's Petulia Clark before they blow up a truck or whatever your music is that you find inspiring, you know.
Yes,
it's good.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you both
thank you.
So much.
Good
you're
luck.
Both amazing. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
And
I like
I
her
think...
strategy of having friends press the button so she gets called on. That's pretty cute. There's
should
a
we try one more,
action.
Or shall
there
we
go? That's
I
a
think
strategic
we're,
action of using her Mars. Yep. Uh-huh.
That is okay. We're close to the end of time, so I'm going to take one call, but it's got to be kind of quick. Hello, area code 317-753. You're on the air. How can we help?
Oh, 317-753.
That's you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
753. Yep.
Okay.
How can I help?
Well, I'm interested in change as well. And
okay.
Just
when were you born?
12/1941.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what time?
2:09 p.m.
And where?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
In Marion County. And what's
yes.
your question?
Well, I feel like that things are opening up to move in a big direction, and I don't quite know what that is or what that looks like. Yeah.
And right. when you mean move, do you mean move physically or just energetically?
Actually, really both. It's a very kind of high spiritual teaching time.
Mm-hmm.
I see where that's going to go. Is it going to be just confined to a certain area, or, you know, will it be in other, you know, parts of the country or whatever?
Well, you're running with it right now.
Yeah. Other parts of the
country. You're running with it.
Yeah.
You've got Jupiter and Saturn running on your Venus up in the 10th house of career. And in the sign, you know, of working a large group, working large audiences. So enjoy that part. And what were you going to say?
Well, I'm going to say you're born with Saturn-Uranus conjunct in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year they're having a square. And they're having a square in your 10th house of Saturn's up in your 10th of work and direction where you're holding vocation. Uranus is in your 12th coming into your 1st.
Yeah.
So if you think
you've been
back
working
to
on this for a while.
Mm-hmm. You've been working on this for a while. So if you think back to 99...
Yeah.
There was a big project you began then, which is now shifting and changing into something else, and you're taking it out in the world on a different level. So this is a huge time of growth and a lot of fun and a lot of action and a go, go, go once they let us get back on the planes again. But, yeah, you're going to really find this next patch is a great deal of fun, and it is tied to all the work you've done all your life. And how do I take it in the world and ready to roll, you know?
I went to New
York,
actually. For a moon mother initiation. So it does have to do with the divine feminine, but it's really expansive and I can really feel it. But I, but it's not happening yet. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's February 17th, the end of June, and then December of next year. You know, those are big dates. Watch for things then, because those are going to be when the square is exact. But you're going to be getting that. You're going to be feeling like you're hatching and getting this whole new life. Plus, you have Neptune on your south node this year. So that is very much calling you, and it's squaring your sun. And you're going to feel like, I think I'm just supposed to go this way. It's almost like the fish getting told to swim upstream you know,
so
as
we've
Sam
got
and,
18
so, yeah.
seconds left, and I just want to say goodbye to the audience that we can keep
Thank
talking,
you
but
much.
We'll say goodbye to the audience that's leaving. Goodbye. Okay.
Bye.
Those who listen to us on the podcast. But you, we can finish with for a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So good luck on that. It looks like, you know, building up, instead of saying, I want to do everything, it looks like it's important for you, and it looks like you kind of overshoot the mark and then get discouraged. I want you to
I do.
Build up that mark, you know, okay? Take it up and continue to build steadily forward. And, you know, as those planets come into your 10th house and square your natal stuff, Pluto's on your midheaven. Small transformative groups that go into medium-sized transformative groups, which might get into larger transformative groups. And you might find that working online or Zoom meetings with it
I'm doing
is part of
right.
excellent. So you're growing your audience, but you want to keep it kind of moving steadily forward. And when you can, get people outside or in the natural world with your Sagittarius Sun and Mercury.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so very much. Very
good.
Helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. Looks like a wonderful year ahead. Look, great deal of fun, you know?
Yeah. Got a whole lot more to do. Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Totally. Have a great run. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay,
this is Heather signing off from Montana. And
Anne signing off from the Bright Red Desk. And we'll be back next week on the New Year. Wishing you a great, happy New Year and great New Year's resolutions and a lot of fun. So,
take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.